Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want nobody else but you. I don't want nobody else but you. Ooh, ah, ah. Nobody else but you. Ooh, ah, ah.
She like, what's up with me and you? Ooh, ah, yeah. What we finna to do? Ooh, ah, ah. Lately I've been giving you some room. Lately I just don't know what to do. Oh, oh, ooh. I don't want nobody else but you. Ooh, ah, ah. I know you don't wanna wait for me. They say you should stay away from me. I know you the only babe for me. Pray for me, gratefully you love me too. Ooh, ah, ah. Know a lot of men would do you better. Know that I done put you through whatever. I know that you care for me. I know you be there for me. If ever something happened, you so down. Real one, I guess I'm just a fool with a looking.
Good evening and welcome to the show. I am your hostess, Imaj Alday. I have my co-host on the line, Taylor Daines, Andre Ziegler, and Madisa. What's up, good people?
Hey,
everybody.
What up?
Ooh, I hope. Not what up, though. Stuff like that. What up? So, this week has been an extra long week for no apparent reason for me. I don't know about nobody else, but for me, it's been long, it's been tedious, and now I want to do some ratchet shit with my friends. That's
that
how
I'm feeling.
So I'm going to go ahead. I know I sent you all an inbox saying I've been drinking already. Yep, sure have.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, me
so,
too.
Jack Daniels.
Are you drinking your white people box wine?
Look, I needed something harder than white people box wine. I needed liquor. And I need for her to come on back into this song line. But tonight on the code, we are jumping into some inboxes that have been received. Y'all, people are crazy. I need to take y'all even now. I know y'all may not have some inboxes, but people on my Facebook page are special. But I love they special books. They special. I've seen everything from gray sweatpants situations to we don't talk about these groups that's on Facebook. We're also going to talk about there's an interracial question that's in my inbox. Also a would you or could you type question in my inbox. So let me try and get this live feed up because I didn't tell the disclosure. So we drink and we curse and we say bad things on this show. We say inappropriate stuff. I am your inappropriate-ass friend, Imaj Alden. Okay? So, you can be inappropriate if you like this evening. And tonight I'm not drinking Hennessy. I'm drinking whiskey. So if this is not your cup of tea, then something else. It's okay. It's fine. So now let me get this piece up because I want everybody to experience this story all at one time. If you want to get a sling or whatever you
want,
right now.
Not a story.
What was that?
It's a whole story.
If y'all want to be. Yes, the whole ass story.
Not a whole ass story.
Well, I
tell y'all. Let me get prepared.
Let me take a sip.
Hold on.
Yes. Don't take a. Yeah, take you a good old swig. I don't want you taking shots or nothing.
I'm not taking white no shots. I'm drinking Mike Carr lemonade today because I just ain't got time to be. I wanted something different because that white people box wine be having me on my back the next day because I can't stop and I don't be knowing what they be doing. Yep. Well, you know, so I just thought I'd take a break, you know.
Okay. So you drinking Mike Carr lemonade. You know what? I mix stuff in my Mike Carr lemonade. Like, like the strawberry lemonade. If you put a little bit of Hennessy in it, I'm telling y'all, this is good stuff.
You know I am an amateur drinker, so Hennessy and that would not be well for me. I will admit that I'm an amateur. I don't even try to act like I can hang with the big dogs because I can't. I know my limit. You know, I know how to stay in my lane because I'll be on my face. Yeah.
So I'm getting ready to prepare for the live feed. So just give me 1 second so I can make sure my face look okay and my boobs is not all over the face this evening. Because I know y'all like to pick on my boobage and whatnot. So Dre, is you here? Are you gonna talk about that? Oh, you just
Okay, so let me go.
And y'all don't have to join the live feed. Everybody can hear y'all. It's just up to y'all if y'all want to watch. Y'all don't necessarily have to join into it. So it's okay. So wait a minute. Let me go here. And so this is interesting. I'm still trying to get used to this whole live thing because y'all know I don't do this right. Okay. That name stuff. Okay. Add it away. Okay. So now the live feed is up for the code. And so tonight on the code, we will be talking about the inboxes that we have received throughout this week. So the first one up is a doozy. I've already asked my co-host to go ahead and take their sip of their drink, so that they know exactly, so they can be ready for this extremeness.
Oh, my
okay. God. Okay, so I'm not even going to tell who it came from because that's neither here nor there. So one of my puts says, okay, well, my live feed is trying to reconnect. Okay, it's raggedy ass phone, but anyway. So it said, so we have a couple of white people that have expressed their love for the chocolate persuasion on more than one occasion and in an extremely blatant manner. Okay, so this is what we're going to have to fix this live feed. Okay, give me a second. Because for whatever reason, my signal is weak. Raggedy ass phone. Oh, sorry, y'all. I apologize for my phone being black. Okay, so let me start back over. So we have a couple of white people that have expressed their lust for the chocolate persuasion on more than one occasion and in an extremely blatant manner. Both have been shot down due to their shadiness. One is married and one is young and real mouthy. It came out that the married one had an encounter with a chocolate brother while on assignment in another state, and The other was actively pursuing a married brother until she was shot down. The question is, with the controversy surrounding the protests within the NFL lately, no, it's not. That's not the question. This is an extended part of it. It came out in an aggravated way. Surprise, Susan and Lucy are close races. So the question is, in light of the recent events, would anyone feel comfortable being in an interracial relationship if they knew or found out that their significant other were racist or in support of the actions that support racism?
Hell no.
I second that. Hell to the damn no.
Oh, well, we all can agree. Nope.
You know,
that is a negative.
I don't like this hint. First of all, what you're not going to do, Susan and Lucy, is act like we didn't hear that dumb shit you just did.
Right.
Because now I'm trying to figure out why exactly do you want some old black teen anyway? If you don't like black teen or black people, why do you want it?
Exactly.
Like, you know, like, up under your breath one day, are you calling him out his name? Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Who does this type of stuff? And now, me being a sister, I gotta fight you. Because you want to come out your mouth always about a black man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm about to get pissed with my live feed because for whatever reason, it's not acting like it has good sense. And so I'm about to be hot like fire. And Susan and Lucy already done made me hot like fire.
And my thing is, like, the sad part about it is I'm not surprised because that's what they did. Like, they try to act like they can't stand, and they can't. It ain't no act. They can't. But somewhere in their stupid-ass subconscious, they feel like there's something glorious about being with a black man. Bitch, if you don't have several seats, sit your ass down somewhere. Like, you can't live out your little fantasy through us and hate us. Like, I don't think so. Like, I ain't messing with nobody. I love my black brother. You know what I'm saying? So you can't catch me being down with the swirl. So that would never be something that I'm going to do because that's not what I'm doing. Because I feel like it's hard enough being a black woman, you know what I mean, and then to even put yourself in a situation where you're in a fucking interracial relationship, you got 10 times more stuff. I ain't got time to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? And I know everybody say love don't have no color or anything like that. To everybody else, to each their own, if you happy, if that's what you like, if you like it, I love it, that's your thing. But for me, mm-mm. And to have somebody just blatantly say that they hate us, but then secretly want us, I mean, it's no different than these racist ass white guys. You know what I mean? You know, they can't stand us, and we this, that, and the other. But you know, we all got those in the office and things like that. You know, they can't stand us, but they watching our asses, Mark, because they don't know what it's like to see an ass like that. No.
Girl, I'm glad. A lot of times, I'm glad I don't have to go for hours, but you still, I get to deal with the other side of racism at home. But like, I don't. Maybe since I'm not in an interracial relationship, I don't know what that feels like. I'm not in nobody's relationship, so I don't know. But we all got a collective no on it. But what other things do you feel? What are some of your, I know your thoughts and process and visa, but what are y'all, what's Taylor and Dre, what are your thought processes behind it? If this goddamn dog all live feed, don't stop acting stupid. I'm going to show the fuck out in a second. In 2.5.
Wow.
2.5.
2.5.
Y'all go on. I'm gonna see this thing out.
I don't mind. I mean, I can deal with dating outside my race. It don't matter, but sometimes there's always that one that wants to be with a black person, but then just when they get to argue, they want to slip up and try to call you the N-word and all this other crap. And then the ones wind up getting beat up. The ones that think they black, but they're not black, so they got the right just to say nigga all the damn time.
Right.
But that situation, how did they find out that they was racist, though, before I say anything else?
Well, I guess because with the whole situation that's going down right now, within the most recent days or whatever, you know, Susan and Lucy have stated, you know, how they felt about things.
Was it because of the flag, or was it just because?
Okay, so the person who sent the question in, she's giving me some updates. She said, so she found out the younger white chick is in a relationship with a black man, and she saw it on some Facebook post. That's how I found out she was in a relationship with a black man. So, but how, okay, so since you're listening, what other things happened? Like, how exactly did you all find out that she was racist or whatnot? Okay, she's answering. While I'm trying to figure out my live feed and what the hell is going on with it. Huh? Okay. Y'all probably laughing at me.
Can't help it, it's funny.
My spirit is weary. Say what?
Can't help it, it's funny.
Honey, because I don't understand what is going on with my live feed. Now everybody else goddamn live. What the fuck? Start acting ugly now. Okay, she's still typing. So she said they got circulated around the department. What? They some old they the workplace hoes? Let me restart my phone and see what. Okay, so this is how. They said some stuff on Facebook or whatnot, and somebody in the department circulated them around, screenshot it, and circulated it around the department. And she done sent me the screenshot of the doggone situation. Wait a minute.
Somebody in your inbox should be on the Petty Express because they is serious with it.
Y'all know I got the pettiest of them all. Oh, my doggone Facebook. We petty
Jesus,
all the time.
They done got, they done saved the screenshot. They had to do a drive-by.
I'm sorry for all the technical difficulties of this night with my phone with this live feed, but I'm trying to get this screenshot to come up so I can see properly. Y'all know I got my glasses on, but I still can't damn see. I need to get my life together. Let's chat this week. We ain't going to even gonna acknowledge that this week even fucking existed. How about that one?
Screenshot today.
Okay. So I'm gonna get the screenshot to come up. I apologize for any delay that we are having in this night. Okay, so Ron's here. Wait a minute. Hey Ron, welcome to the code.
What's going on, people? Hi everybody.
What up though?
Hi boyfriend.
Hi girlfriend.
Okay, so Ron, did you hear what we're talking about at this point right now?
I actually did, and I wanted to hear people finish telling their side of their perspective before I said something.
Okay, well, they already told theirs. So go ahead and tell yours while I'm trying to get this shit up with my doggone Facebook and everything, because my life is about nothing.
Well, I mean,
go ahead.
When it comes to me, I'm not dealing with no interracial relationships. But at the same time, sometimes you could be in the same race relationship and it'd be more destructive than an interracial one. So if my partner unconsciously or unbeknownst to her is just as white as a European, then what difference do it make what she looks like, because her actions and her ways and being is destructive and against what I'm about. So it ain't just about your skin color, it's about your mentality.
Interesting.
Okay, so the post that was leaked or whatever says, I wonder how long it would take these underprivileged folks in, wait a minute, I wonder how long it would take these underprivileged folks to miss USA if they went to live in another country. So that's the young one. We're going to call her Lucy. That's the young one. So Susan.
Oh, she was mad.
Said,
she was pissed at Miss UCLA. Miss USA for that, what she said about Trump.
No. Miss the United States if they went to live in another country. Not Miss USA. Miss, like,
oh.
I miss you. Okay. So. Susan says, true, you hate it here. Leave. We aren't stopping you. So, Lucy and Susan, they're about to have these full-fledged fucking conversations on Facebook like ain't nobody going to see that shit. So, Lucy and Susan, they do know.
That people on Facebook has been doing, saying little racist stuff. Their jobs has been firing the hell out of their asses, right?
Boom.
Apparently not.
They ain't got caught yet. If she got the screenshots, trust and believe, somebody else got them screenshots in the office, and one of them will go tell them.
Oh, yeah. HR getting them, fuck them screenshots.
That's how it all starts right there. It starts from a screenshot.
Yeah, and it's exactly right. My boo says basically saying black people need to go back to Africa. Like, oh, and she states that they did get reported and nothing happened. So let's probably think that
oh, wow.
place.
Well, they need to go to a higher power. I'll go above and beyond their head then. Since it got reported and nothing was said, no meeting or nothing, yeah, I had to go over the head. I had to go to a big dog.
Okay, well, she's typing again. Yes.
Or I would go to corporate. And they don't want corporate to get involved.
Mm-mm.
Oh, she said that they played the victim card. I wonder what kind of victim card they probably played.
How you the victim and you the one, right? You big dumb motherfucker.
Right. Didn't nobody put a gun to your head and tell you to write that shit? You are not the victim. Have several.
So,
but I'm not surprised. That's what they do all the time.
You know what? That's what they do.
They do it all the time. They call, their mouth is big, they always got something to say, but then when somebody call them on their bullshit, they want to try to play the victim like somebody did something to them. No, bitch, you was out of order. You said this shit, and you know exactly what you were saying when you said it. So don't try to play like, oh, no. Ain't nobody do nothing to you. Your ass is out of order, and that company ought to be shaming themselves. But I'm not surprised. This is the shit that we got to deal with every single day. Like, this is what we have to deal with. Now, let us have done some bullshit like that. Man, we be on the first thing smoking up out of that place. You got to go. You are on administrative leave, and then you fire in 24 hours, and you don't even get your vacation pay that you got saved up. I mean, your vacation days. We letting you go.
You silly.
I'm just saying, that's what they do. Like, I'm not surprised.
None of that. Be thankful if you get some type of unemployment or something.
So,
Henning, these people, they think,
I don't know. I'm about to fight this goddamn phone. I know that much. I know this much. I'm hot like fire with this phone. So, wow. She's typing something else.
It's a whole lot of typing going on.
I know, right? Because I'm here for it. Another employee, okay. She says that another employee, a black woman, got heated over the comments and they almost fired her. So I can get upset about what Susan and Lucy are over here doing, and you can fire me because of that? Like, you could. You know what? That's the day that they probably would have got all they cussing out. Like, really? You're going to sit here and see them posting this type of stuff, and you're going to get upset with me because I got upset? Get these people. Somebody get them.
Just shows you who's in positions of power. Those in position of power actually probably feel the same way that they feel, so they say, well, there ain't wrong with that. There's nothing wrong. So... if we were in positions of power, it may be a little different, you know, in results.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get pissed. Why is this saying that I don't have any? Y'all, I'm about to show off. Somebody might get a phone call in the morning about this shit. This goddamn phone. I apologize. But, yeah, you can. It shows that whomever's in HR or that director doesn't much care. Or their thoughts of, well, you know what Susan and Lucy said was right. Well, you know what? Now I got a problem with you. So.
And also, what it is sometimes. If we get in these positions and we start talking so emotionally, and then when we start talking emotionally, we get confrontational, we get intimidating, so they start feeling away. What we got to do sometimes is try to remove those emotions and speak from a clear head when we state our cases. Because you know sometimes a black woman, she getting her feelings or anybody, not just a black woman, let me not say that. But, you know, you start going above and beyond to state your case, and sometimes you just got to state the facts, and we got to play their game and start feeling victimized. Like, well, if she says that, that's making me feel uncomfortable in a work environment, and I don't know how much longer that anybody can work in that situation, and start playing that game like they play it.
Well, yeah, and she said that they tried to chalk it up to all as a big misunderstanding.
How is that a big misunderstanding? Basically, you saying, take my black ass back to Africa, you punk. Nah, fuck that. I'd have played to them. I'd have went in that office. I'd have act like I was so scared of them and so offended. I'd have been nervous. Nah, they make me nervous. They make me think they're going to do something to me. I can't work with them.
Exactly. Start playing that
I'd
game.
I'd have played retarded as hell. Every time she walked by me, I'd jump. Oh, shit. Like, she just terrifies me.
She's trying to colonize me at my desk.
Exactly. I'd have been like, she just made a finger gun at me. She pointed her finger like a gun and just pulled the trigger. I'd have played the game with that bitch. Yeah. I'd have been all types of black motherfuckers when she got home. She probably would have bought me a plane ticket to Africa.
Now I wonder how many times someone may have said at this time, you black bitch, up under their under their voice. Like how many times you done called me on my name, Susan?
and I say, and it's so funny. This is the name that she used in the chat or whatever, Susan. But at one point, there was a lady that I worked with that had the same name, and it was so funny that one day we were sitting in a meeting, and during the election or whatever, and she just, out of nowhere, we're talking about something else, and she says, "I am not a racist." And we're like, we're looking all perplexed, like, where the hell did that just come from?
Right.
And we're like, what? And you know, the first thing that somebody says who's not a racist is what?
I'm not a racist.
I'm not prejudiced. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh. No, I love it. I think this one is the best one by far. So this one is the best. I'm not racist. I have black friends. Wait, what?
Oh, my goodness. Right.
And that's my personal
said
that my best work friend is black. Bitch, what? That's the only black friend you got is your best work friend? Get the fuck out of here. Like, what? And so she says that this particular Susan that we've named has dropped the N-bomb a few times thinking that my friend didn't hear it.
Wow.
She's
flat out racist then.
You just flat out racist. You still want to sit your ass on this black team. It's good enough for you to sit on.
Right.
Like, bitch, matter of fact, bitch, have 1,000 seats on some hot coals. Shut the fuck up. And then once you get your ass up, how about you go over to this close bridge and jump your ass straight into the goddamn rocks and bounce?
Yeah,
that's
like,
are you serious? And she says that she uses the excuse
straight
that
in and then bounce.
Hit the rocks and bounce. And then you can probably bounce into the water and ground. I don't care.
All right, so let me ask y'all this question, because I had a white dude say this to me one time. He was like, "I'm not saying nigga in the perspective of calling you a nigga. I'm just saying it how the song said." Or actually what he was doing, he was repeating a Chris Rock monologue, and he was saying the joke, and Chris Rock had said the word nigga in it. And he repeated the word nigga because Chris Rock said it. Is there a difference in that?
Yep.
Yeah, you don't need to repeat it.
You ain't got to repeat it. Just like you ain't got to repeat it. Just
no,
you know
what you do is you insert, you say, okay, yada, 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 whatever, whatever, N word, yada, 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 yada. Like, you don't, you just don't,
no,
throw
I don't
it
even
out there.
You say just, N, I don't even want to hear you say N word.
So now, do y'all do the same thing in return? If somebody say a joke and they say crack ass cracker, do y'all say C word ass C word?
No.
So I mean, so now we gotta ask ourselves, is it a double standard?
It is.
I've never called a white person a cracker, because to tell you the truth, I like crackers. I don't like that many white people. Not that, I mean, I like some of them is real cool. But the racist ones I don't like. I don't know.
Stupid as all hell, Dre. You should just stupid as all. He said, I like crackers.
I eat crackers, man. I don't like calling them crackers. I never have. I mean, for real. I've never liked that damn word. It's just like the word cock. I don't like that neither. Because cock sounds so, just so vulgar. Like, this is, like, disgusting. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because if you want to really disrespect them, you know what I'm saying? Calling them a cracker don't disrespect a white guy. If you want to disrespect them, call them a white boy. Just like white boys. Like, they hate that shit.
What about devil? Something like that.
Oh, God, white devil, or that Farrakhan word? Good God, you might have to fight.
So would you replace the, say, white D word? Would you do that?
Oh, yeah, I'd do that. I probably would. Just damn piss them off.
You ain't
because,
saying
like,
D word. You saying devil.
I got
devil.
This one homeboy, right? And every time he sees, like, when we all out, we all graduate together. But every time he sees somebody from the crew that we all graduated together and shit, like, it was me and four other dudes and all those graduates together. This dude, the only white dude that I had to punch in, is like, he was all at this bar. And he walks in, he's like, damn, all my niggas in the bar tonight. We all listen to him like, what? Said, oh, shit, it came out wrong, man. He tried to blame it on the alcohol. Then after he bought everybody drinks and shit all damn night, we let it slide. And then the next day, we woke up, and everybody was like, we should have beat that motherfucker's ass.
Right. I mean, I feel some kind of way about the word nigga. I mean, and I'm guilty of using it, and I really shouldn't, you know what I mean? But I feel like sometimes as black folks, we use that word, and I understand the context in which we use it, you know what I mean? Like, okay. When you say my nigga, my homie, my buddy, you know what I'm saying, whoever. But it's like the history of the word and what it means, you know what I mean, it has so much sting to it. And so I think that's why if a white person tries to use the word, which we agree that they shouldn't use the word because they that was their word, you know what I mean, to degrade us and to make us, you know, be seen as subhuman or something, you know what I mean, like, that's not cool, you know, but it's just like, I feel like in order for us to take the power that that word has over us out, we need to stop using that word too. I mean, truth be told. And like I said, it's not about, you know, trying to pass judgment or anything like that on anybody, but the truth of the matter is, the fact is that if we take that word away, you know, and then they're not going to feel, you know, they're going to say it, but they're not going to feel as comfortable with trying to say it. You know what I'm saying? Because we all know how it is. It's people that feel like they can say it. You know what I mean? And there's an argument on the other side. Well, why y'all call each other that? You know what I'm saying? And we're like, okay, well, we can.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day.
I hate that right there.
And that's a valid argument.
That's a valid argument, but I hate when they bring that up. Like, y'all call each other
that. It's the
truth.
I mean, if you...
It's two different things, man.
I mean, it is, but you got to understand it. You know what I'm saying? It's two different things, but at the end of the day, the where that word came from, yes, we took the word and made the word something that we bought into our own culture to make it not sting as much for ourselves. We made it our homie. You know what I'm saying? Just like the word bitch. You know what I'm saying? A man will say, or, you know, people say, or chicks say, I don't like that. My bitch. No, I'm not your bitch. You know what I'm saying? I could be a bitch, but I'm not your bitch. You know what I mean?
Women
get mad.
That pisses me off too. Because
and that's what I'm saying. It's the same thing.
We can't call y'all bitches or whatever. But you let Snoop a two short walk
exactly.
by and be like, "Move, bitch! We crazy as hell, Snoop down here."
No, it is
and
not
be
even
like,
that.
I'll be sitting there like, damn, I just told you one other night we was off and you threw a can of ravioli at my damn head. So fuck.
Not ravioli, I can't with you. But no, it's the same thing. It's just like women. I know women who call their friends, bitch, let me tell you. And I'm just like, but if a man called you a bitch, you'd be ready to go oops upside his motherfucking head and put him 6 feet under. Like, you can't have it both ways. Either it's wrong or it's not. You know what I mean? And that's where the issue comes in. The same thing with the N-word. You know what I'm saying? Don't call me your bitch because I'm not your bitch. You know what I'm saying? If you need me to be a bitch, I can be a bitch. You know what I mean? But, you know what I'm saying? We can't have it both ways. And people have to make up their mind. Either it's going to be – because it can't be – a thing can't be right here and then wrong there. Either it's right or it's wrong. In some instances, there are some things that are not – there are some things that are not fucking gray. You know what I'm saying? You can't. It's just like saying, "Oh, somebody's a child." Okay, well, somebody has sex with it. No, is he a fucking child molester? He a child molester. You know what I mean? You can't, and that's the thing. It's like we allow so much stuff to happen. You know what I mean? Because we get lax. You know what I'm saying? And they feel like they can just treat us any kind of way and say anything. But if we take power away from them, take that fucking power back. And not make, you know what I'm saying, and not make them, let them feel like that they have control over us. You know what I'm saying? These bitches feel like they can do that for some reason. They feel like it's okay to be undercover ass racist and say whatever the fuck they want to say And then it's okay to still worship the ground that a big black dick walks on. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's about.
I'll go a step further with you. So before we was introduced into this culture, we never ate pork. So they introduced the word nigger and they ate pork into our diet. So now when we go and we taking, we making pork and we making ribs and we making fat backs, that's the same thing. Taking something into your culture that wasn't necessarily there before, and we running with it on our own and using it.
Exactly.
You see what
they
I'm saying? Pork ain't good for you. Right. All the stuff that ain't good for us, we take it and we run with it. So, I mean, pork is physical and the word nigga and bitch isn't, but it's the same concept. Taking something that they gave us and running with it when we need to just leave it alone, period. But how many of us is ready to leave alone some bacon? How many of us is ready to leave alone, you know what I'm saying, a nice rib? We're not ready to do that. So we got to get our shit together and stop with the words and the actions and the things that we're doing that was forced upon us in our, you know what I'm saying, in our daily lives because it's not helping us. But, I mean, we got to be strong enough to do that as a people, though.
Right.
Well, this has been some really good dialogue, and I appreciate you all for your opinions and everything. So I hope that Susan and Lucy lose their fucking job sometime soon. Okay? So we're actually going to transition a little bit. We're
going to
be a little bit more
lighthearted.
Okay, somebody need to kick their ass.
But we're going to transition to something a little bit more lighthearted. I've also figured out how I can get my live feed to work. I'm actually on my laptop on my live feed. So hopefully this will work out and whatnot. So we're going to move on to the next question in the inbox. So just give me one moment as I hit this go live button. Okay, so now we try to figure out what's going on with my live feed on my cell phone because my signal is horrible for whatever reason this evening. So we're going to jump into the second question from the inbox. Well, it's actually a picture, and I'm going to read you all what the picture says, right? So be prepared. So pretty much Gucci Man has said to his fiancée, Keisha Kaur, that he does not want head. He feels like she should not give him oral sex because he feels it is disrespectful. Do you agree or disagree? What do you all
fucking smoking too much damn cocaine. He is snorting entirely too much dope, man.
Now, I know this is going to sound real stupid, and it may be, you know what I'm saying, but that nigga need to let that bitch suck his dick. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
That's stupid shit. I can't believe he even said that. Did he really, really say that?
Yes. He said that we as black women should be queens, and we should not suck penis.
So, in other words, he's going to go out while he's married and get his dick sucked by a white girl. Because he's not going to tell me.
That's exactly what he
said.
That's exactly what he said.
Feel good.
Right.
Now, in all due seriousness, as I've said before, I may have heard it, sex is not for play. Sex is for procreation. So, technically, he's right. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be any oral sex when it comes to that because the reason that you have sex is to have children, not to entertain yourself. But since we're living in this man's world over here, and not just over here, but just period, it's something that we've become accustomed to and we've grown to like. But it ain't necessarily what you're supposed to do. But I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with him. Just because, you know, I've been, what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah,
I've been encultured to like the depravity of that sex act. But in reality, we shouldn't be doing it. But I'm not ready to put that down quite yet. I'm a work in progress.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I knew it was coming.
Okay, so,
so
if he feels like that, did she get, is she getting head from him?
He didn't. I'm not all in their business like that. I just saw what was sent to me. I don't know what she's doing, what he may be doing for her. But so if he does do this for her, why can't she return the favor? Is it disrespectful that you've now put your mouth on my cat? Like, what's going on?
Well,
so I don't
they
know.
Crazy.
Well, I mean, could you all be in a, let me ask this, could you be in a relationship with someone who does not like or give oral sex? Could your relationship work?
No.
Would you be okay with
no.
that?
No, not at all.
No. I would. I mean, if that's what you don't like to do, you don't like to do it.
I could be in a relationship with a woman like that. But when that's taken away, you got to add something else to the equation. So you got to be, it's like, could you be in a relationship with a woman who doesn't cook? Yes, I could, but, you know what I mean? Like, I could do it, but she got to, like, the other things got to be so good about her that I don't miss that.
Right, right. But what if it's something that you really enjoy doing and they don't like it? Like, how do you satisfy that urge? Because if that's something that you enjoy and it's something that makes you excited, how do you go without?
I mean, I
you
think
sit around
in a situation like
talk about that.
I mean, I think in a situation like that, it's one of those things where you have to weigh everything, like he was just saying. Because sometimes we make a big deal over shit that we enjoy, that we like. And really, when you put all that on paper, that shit doesn't even matter. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like you have to look at the value of the relationship, the value of the person. What does the person add to your life? And that's the stuff that people don't understand. Like, people throwing whole-ass relationships away over stupid shit that doesn't even matter. You know what I mean? At the end of the day.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It just.
Okay. So I have a second question.
All right. The FX saying you like sucking on your woman breast, right? And you're like, I got to suck on her breast. And then she get breast cancer and she have a mastectomy. You going to leave her because she ain't got titties no more?
That's different. You may have something more invested in the situation than that. But I'm speaking of okay. So let's go a little further with it.
It's not
let's
different. It's the same
you
thing.
You may have something a little bit more invested in that situation. That's probably your wife, and you're there through sickness and health. It has nothing to do with the sexual part. Yes, you may enjoy it, but there's other stipulations there. So let's talk about before you get married, you and your mate have decided not to have sex. You all have never touched each other, have never done anything. You haven't expressed anything about not wanting to or anything at that. You get married. The first night you're consummating this relationship, and it's awkward, okay? The second time, it's still awkward. And you find out that this is about to be the wackest thing ever in your whole entire life. Did he shoot you some shit? Like, why didn't y'all have the conversation? So how would you feel? I mean, you're now married, yes, so you're invested a little bit more. But sex is a part of a relationship. It's not the only thing a part of a relationship, but it is a part of the relationship. So what are you going to do? Are you going to teach each other? What if he's not willing to learn?
I mean, I look at it like you have to, at the end of the day, whether you didn't do anything beforehand and you find out that this is the way it is, you know what I mean? It's just like people waiting. Like, you know, it's a lot of people that wait until they get married to experience that. You know what I'm saying? Find out, damn. You know what I mean? But, again, I mean, maybe I just come from a different, you know, school of thought. You know what I mean? There's other things that you have to do. You know what I mean? If it's whack. I mean, of course, you know, it is a big part of a relationship to have sex. You know what I'm saying? It's an amazing thing. When you do it with the right one, when you're supposed to, you know what I'm saying, how you're supposed to do it, if it's done the right way, it's absolutely amazing. But, you know what I mean, in the big scheme of things, how heavily is it weighted? You know what I mean? And I think that's an individual thing. For some people, they can do it. You know what I mean? Okay, I can do this. You know, we can make it work, and we do what we need to do, figure out what we have to do. Other people, it's not so easy for them. You know, so it's an individual choice. You know, for me, you know what I mean, I would probably be feeling some kind of way, but we would have a conversation about it. Look, you're not satisfying me. We have to figure something out. Whether it be we bring toys into the mix, whatever the case may be, you know what I mean? It's like, it's about compromise.
Okay.
So,
what's everybody else
saying? I agree to an extent. I feel like some people, that's the only thing that they know, meaning that's the only way they know how to show their love for somebody or their anything for somebody. Like, they don't know how to give. They don't know nothing else. It's just that one thing. So it might be that one thing will be a deal breaker for them. Like, I see it all the time. Like, you have relationships where it's like, that's always an issue because it's never enough. But that's the only thing that person has to offer. Or that's the only way that they that's the only way that they receive love or they understand love is through that one thing. So it might be certain people. I think that there are certain people that that's the only way. So if it's not working or it isn't good, it's just like the whole world is coming to an end and I can't do this. And they're not going to have the patience to try to get anything else. They're not gonna want to talk and figure it out and try to do all this other extra stuff. That's just going to be it for them.
But that's their loss. That's their loss at that point, because if they're not willing to open up their mind and try to figure out something different, then that's them losing out on something great. And that's how I look at it. You know what I mean? Like that, and it's true. There are some people that's the only thing that they know. But it's how, again, it's up to that other person to say, how much does this person mean to me, and how much am I willing to do to show them that there's another way for me to show you that I love you? Because me blowing your back out doesn't necessarily mean that I love you, because this motherfucker's blowing people's back out every single day, and they don't give
a shit
about that person.
Listen. Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So yeah. I have a comment in the inbox about this topic. My friend says you have to learn from each other and teach each other. That is from her viewpoint. But some people will end an entire relationship. She had a girlfriend that would end the relationship if the pain was poor. So, yeah. And I even, you know, suggested, like, listen, I know somebody was married legit 6 months without. They didn't have sex before marriage. They were married 6 months. And that was it. A no. Because of certain reasons, of different reasons. So, I'm going to be honest. I'm not probably going to wait till I'm married to that person. I'm probably going to test drive that car before I purchase it. That's just me. Great. What you thinking? Ron?
Oh, I'm going for a test drive, too. Oh, most definitely.
I'm test driving that shit.
Test driving. You know what I'm saying? We backing that bitch up. We going over a few speed bumps. I want to see exactly what to do at 150 miles an hour. You know what I'm saying? We got to find some things out. But at the same time, that's not the end all be all. You know, that's just me and my depraved ass and what I may like. But like it's been said before, it's a whole totality of relationship. And if there's other things that make it worth it and that's not worth it, maybe you got to get permission to get a girlfriend.
Can I get permission to get a boyfriend?
You already got a boyfriend.
Who got a boyfriend? What if, what
your,
if he
you
doesn't
know what?
Have,
yes.
Is it okay if I can't
yes.
get a boyfriend?
Yes. If I can't please you and I'm doing everything else, then you know what? I'm willing to listen to that argument to see what we could do.
Okay. I mean, I'm probably satisfied with my little boyfriend, but because if he couldn't, he probably wouldn't be my boyfriend. Does that make sense?
I mean, if we're doing what we're doing and we talk and our conversation is on 10 and our faith, you know what I'm saying, is aligned with each other and that's on 10 and we both are great parents and everything else in the relationship is good except for the sex, then you know what? Me personally, I'm comfortable enough to be like, you know what? Go ahead and find somebody who can fill that aspect of your life. But that got to be a two-way street too.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. If it's nice, it's not a two-way street, why are we even driving down it? Because if you ask me to have a girlfriend because I don't do some shit, is it okay if I get me a boyfriend? I just wanted to make sure that it was okay, that the shoe fit on both feet and everything was going
both
fine.
Feet.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yes.
I just wanted to make
absolutely.
Sure. Hmm. And then, you know, there's other things that could possibly happen. But people are commenting on the post of, do you feel that oral sex is disrespectful? Brandon says no. Osair says, I don't believe in slobbing and bobbing on everybody. And before she was married, she didn't let everyone eat her treats either. Mick says, not really. Wendy says, if he ain't doing it for pleasure of both of us, hell yeah, it's disrespectful. Okay. So listen, if you don't like to do it, just don't do it. Just like say, hey, I don't like cat. Like, cat. I mean, okay, well, I'm going to give me a boyfriend that likes to eat cat meat. Could you see yourself? Like, if that's something that you really enjoy,
well,
like,
exactly what's going
to happen. Some women. So, obviously, some women don't come off of vaginal sex. They come off oral sex and clitoral stimulation. So, what if she's never, ever able to have another orgasm because you don't eat that?
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, as I sip my whiskey, I'm just saying.
What if? What happened?
Y'all stop laughing and answering. I'm just saying. What's that bad ass into for the rest of her life?
It's going to be kind of hard. It's going to be kind of hard to find a boyfriend who's just going to eat your pussy. That's going to be hard. Because at the end of the day, he going to probably want a little
I'm
more than
glad,
that.
I'm glad you said that. Because that was a situation, and I was having a conversation with somebody. And they were looking for a third to their relationship. Okay? And they expected the third to only give the man head, okay? She was not to receive any type of penetration or anything else. All she was to do was give this man some head. Now, how much head you going to get, you think you're going to get without having to penetrate that? Because a lot of times if a woman's giving you head, guess what? Her cat's getting wet. So, therefore, she's enjoying it. So now she gonna want some penetration. Now she can have it. What kind of unfair bullshit is that?
That sounds like they want to hire somebody from Backpage, because other than that, unless you're getting paid for it, I don't see that happening.
You stupid! You stupid! You stupid!
a dummy. I can't stand you. But that's what they were really, you know, offering that type of situation. And I said, does this sound right to you? Like, why? Why would somebody say this? Like, and I kind of agree. Like, you don't have to pay a bitch to do that because you're not going to. And I'm sorry, you all don't like that word. I apologize. But you don't have to. You have to pay that gal something. Because there's no earthly way that she's not going to get excited about wanting to screw you. Unless she doesn't really enjoy it and her cat doesn't get wet. Then maybe that might be the issue.
Yeah, I was just going to say she may not like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but where you finding them in 2017?
Like, where, like, help me understand, because where are you going to find this woman? Where are you going to find her? There's no way. No way.
There's some women who, there's still women that think it's gross.
No, I know a couple people that still think that that's nasty. They do think it's
but
gross.
My thing
like,
is,
no, I would never. What do you say?
If it's gross, then why are you doing it?
No, she doesn't at all. That's the problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've heard some people say that before, too, and I'm like, okay. Okay, well, keep your own.
Like, I'm trying to understand where, how they're in this relationship together and they're trying to find this third person who's just going to do that. Yo, ain't no woman, I don't care how much she tries to say, she ain't going to want to put that dick inside her doggone cat. Is that, what? Okay, how many times she tried to tell somebody that? So you mean to tell me, so now she done put her penis in her mouth, and now she got to watch y'all screw? Get the fuck out of here. Like, are you serious? So yeah, would you do this? Would you go along with this situation? Like, come on.
No.
That's just me.
I'm not, No.
I was like, well, is the third person allowed to have, like, a boyfriend or something? Because y'all ain't shit. Y'all ain't shit. Y'all know y'all ain't shit for this fuckery. And then
maybe
I asked, well, if she had a boyfriend, is he allowed
at that point, it's not even a threesome anymore. Isn't that a orgy? At that point? Because it's like, he's going to be there because, like, what?
So let me get this straight. You got the couple, and the third girl is just sucking his joint, and then there's a fourth dude just to give the third girl some dick. So then they don't need y'all two then.
Right.
They could just get together and do their thing.
Right. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, like, I think this plan was not thought through. Like, I really didn't think this plan was thought through.
It really wasn't.
On Meet the Robinsons, you all remember the movie Meet the Robinsons?
Mm-hmm.
And the dinosaur is trying to get into this corner, and he has, like, this really big head and these little arms, and he was like, I don't think this was a good idea. What the fuck is this shit that you got going on? Like, this does not make sense. Like, stop. This is not a good idea. This is horrible. Don't tell anybody else this. Please don't. Because if you do, they're going
to
laugh at you like I laughed. Give it to yourself.
Yeah,
give it to yourself. Like, what? No, I ain't. And Katie, thank you so much for joining us. You have been a delight this evening in my inbox, girl. You know, thank you. And so Katie says, get you some toys and some lube and some and some experiment. So, listen, this is what I tell people.
Don't ask me for my opinion about the shit, because y'all know I'm twisted and I'm going to dissect a little piece of your thought process. And I'm definitely telling you that that shit wasn't all the way.
It wasn't.
Mm-mm.
I mean, if you
want
to get another female to pleasure your man, then give him all the pleasure. Don't just give him a piece of the pleasure. You know what I mean? And if you want that third person to be somebody who's doing this mutually, then you got to let them get some pleasure too. Or like it's been said, you got to pay that hoe. Like, we're going to give you $200.
Exactly.
All you here to do is just
and
bless
this
him
is all you do.
And then leave.
Yep.
Right.
That's it. Here go your money. Do what you do. Knob on that, slob on that knob and hear your money and go. Bye. I holla.
So Neil says, so to answer the question on the page, Neil says, disrespectful when she lies and says she don't do it. So women are still telling that lie. Y'all still telling that lie that y'all
yes.
don't get paid.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-oh. We got action. Ray's talking.
Yeah. They man.
What about a drink?
All right. This chick that I used to talk to or whatever, she swears up and down, I don't do it, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So she pissed me off. I hadn't talked to her in years. Papa inboxed me the other day and was like, don't you want to come over here so I can suck your dick? And I was like, okay, hold up. When did you start sucking dick? Because you was with me for damn near 6 months and you talking about it was nasty. You said it was disgusting. But now all of a sudden, you a damn pro. You dirty bitch. You owe me head.
What?
I got an inbox question.
Why am I, Cammy? Thank you so much for joining me while you're on vacation. Whoa, we.
And I'm the only one that's understanding
that
shit. That's bullshit. Cause she was, I remember she hit me with the.
What's the interest rate going on at these days?
I remember she was like, I don't, you ain't got to give me no head because I don't do it. Okay, you don't do it, so you don't want me to do it, but then you gonna inbox me out of the damn blue, and now all of a sudden you a pro. Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, I got questions and shit. Wait a minute, my inbox is jumping. Oh, that's my diesel. So what you want? Okay. So once you get past me.
Well, damn.
Okay, so.
Thanks.
So did y'all have it? I mean, did she give you some? What happened?
Hell no, because I felt some kind of, I felt some type of way about this shit. This shit pissed me off, like, now all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying?
Be real honest, I'm all grimy.
You turned it down?
She tried to cover it up and was like, well, I can't, you can't be mad because when we was dating, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't into that, and... We were young and like, oh, fuck that.
We grown now. What you talking about, girl? You probably got some experience in life at this point. We grown.
Whatever, man.
She was just
like
lying.
I said,
she was lying.
She was just lying.
Trying
to see,
you know,
in the
pettiest. So let me get this straight, She said she didn't do it. Then she hit you back up and was like, okay, let me do it. And you was like, no.
Yeah, I was like, no, because this shit was, I felt the type of way about this shit. I mean, even though it was.
You
should have
went over there and punctured her larynx. That's what you should have did.
I just said,
did you just say punch to her larynx?
Yeah. Yeah, I think she
should have
busted her larynx and
Right, right, right. He should have poked her voice box and made her talk differently for a week.
Give that bitch a sore ass throat.
He talking about giving her a tracheotomy.
Because,
I mean, ain't that worse than damn you dating somebody and you trying to get her to do everything sexually. So you trying to get her just to do something, you know what I'm saying, to spice it up a little bit, to make the shit work or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, she just boring as fuck, and then y'all break up, and then you wind up now getting in touch with her or whatever, and y'all go out, and then next thing you know, she's doing all this freaky shit. Like, bitch, why you wouldn't do the shit when I asked you to do it? Like, it don't make sense.
Maybe it just wasn't her season. It wasn't her time yet. It wasn't her season. You know,
yeah, she had
to just say it wasn't her season.
Sailor, it wasn't her season.
She had one.
It wasn't her season. What in the blue hell?
Sailor, please explain. Please explain her season.
I got an old boy that went through the exact same shit, yo, and he was fucking with this chick, and she was damn, she talking about, no, I don't do anal, no, I don't suck dick. All right, they kicked it for like a month. He broke it off with her because it was boring. Fucking around and then he got in touch with her, you know what I'm saying? They linked up at a club or whatever. He goes home with her or whatever. Then the same thing, you know, this bitch taking it in the butt like a damn pro.
Hell, and then he walking around like, damn, I want to get back with her.
Then y'all break up that month, and then all of a sudden, you ain't seen her in almost 2-3 weeks or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Y'all been broke up, everything is cool. But then you go back and then link up with her again. And y'all said she's a goddamn pro. Come on, man.
Maybe all her friends was telling her she needed to do it, so she tried.
Well, maybe, check this out. So maybe she was on YouTube watching this tutorial.
That dude said he was pounding her ass out. He said he was pounding her ass up in the butt, and she was barely moaning. Like, come on, man.
You're not going to gloss past it. Dre, give me a second. We're not going to gloss past the fact that Taylor said she was on YouTube watching tutorials. Now, what kind of goddamn tutorial is on YouTube that shows this?
I want to know what channel you got.
I didn't need a tutorial, so I don't know. But I'm just saying, maybe she saw it and was like, oh, well, I think I might like that. So let me go on and study it for a minute. And then when she studied it, you know, she came back, and then she was able to, you know what I'm saying? It just wasn't her season.
Her season?
It just wasn't her season.
It wasn't her season. It just wasn't her season.
It wasn't her season. She had to block.
It wasn't her season.
It wasn't her season.
Okay. It wasn't her blown.
So it wasn't her season. So we understand. So now she out here just giving head like it ain't, like she a pro. She's now entered into her season, her growth.
Everything happens in seasons. So maybe she had to watch a couple tutorials and she had to practice before she could, you know what I'm saying? Before she could show it, she had to display her talents to the world.
And he said she was taking it and was barely moaning. So she was doing a whole lot of practice. So, Medisa said that she has now got an inbox. So, what's in your inbox, Medisa? Jesus Christ. My inbox question was, what y'all think about that for this dick challenge? That's the question. You know that challenge? That for this dick challenge? You haven't seen it?
No. So, okay, listen. So here's my opinion, because somebody asked me about it the other day, and I kind of just glossed past it because I'm not really wanting to listen to it. But then somebody posted what theirs was for the dick, And I sat there and I read what they said. And I said to myself said, they've never done this shit before. Because the way that you explained this, bitch, you busted some windows for some D.
With passion. They be saying it with passion. Yeah.
And honey,
I heard
you did
somebody
it.
Say
it. Like, you changed up your whole football team for the D. Like, what? How loyal is your bitch for the D?
Yeah. I seen one, and she said that she sold her food stamps for the D. And that she... she caught a case for the D. And I'm like,
wait a minute. I got questions raising my head. I got questions. So you said that she sold her stamps for it. So that
she
means she's
said
hungry.
It on. Yeah, she said
so
it.
She's
on,
hungry.
She went live. She went live and said on, and it was, I quote, I sold my stamps for the D. I'll sell my stamps or sold whatever she said. Then she said, I call a case for the D.
So now
got a
she
new
hungry.
Got a new lace front
jail.
For the D. And she
hungry
got a new lace front for the D.
Ain't got no bail money.
And
wait,
got a
so
brand
she,
new lace front in jail. And she ain't got no
bail. How is that even possible?
Yeah. I don't know, but you have to throw her edges out your mind.
Would you look your edges for the D?
Yeah, I guess she did. She said she lied for the D. She called a case for the D, so I'm thinking she was snitching for the D or something. She did something. I just feel like this is not that deep. I'm not going to jail for the D. I'm not busting no motherfucking window for the D.
So Dre and Ron, so what are y'all doing out here for the P?
I'm not doing a goddamn thing for the shit. Because the simple fact is, these motherfuckers sitting there talking about all the shit they gonna do for the damn dick and all this other bullshit. But when it comes down to it, they ain't gonna do a goddamn thing to sit there and complain. I don't do that. No, I don't want that. No, you can't get no stamps. No, I'm not going this way. You can barely get a damn female to damn make you a damn sandwich without complaining. I know damn well they ain't doing all that shit with a damn bitch.
I feel like these challenges, some of them are just ridiculous. Like, I seen one the other day. It was a police officer in New York City. A white police officer talking about what you can do for the pussy. And I'm like, are you going, you about to be on administrative leave for the pussy? You about to lose your job for the pussy. Like, you in uniform, right? Talking about what you going to do for the pussy. I'm like, did he really just make this video and go live and share it on Facebook?
He's a police officer.
Yes.
So somebody somewhere is getting robbed, shot, or anything else, and you out here making you on Facebook Live?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be protecting and
serving?
What
you doing for the pussy? Protecting and serving. He said in his challenge, he said, I'll protect and serve for the pussy. That's what he said. So what?
Yeah.
You just out here. Like, you what? Like, why? I'm like, do he know he should? He probably going to lose his job.
I want these people to stop trying to be rappers and stuff because they need to have a seat. Like, what? Why are we doing all of this for this stuff that probably ain't even ours?
It's just ridiculous.
And we gonna talk about stuff that ain't ours.
I just feel like it's too much. It's over the top. Like, everybody got to do. Like, everybody want to do something just have their little 5 minutes of fame. Like, really? You really? Ain't nobody got time for that? It's just ridiculous. Like, really stop. Like, stop. Just because everybody come out with some challenge, everybody got to get in on it. For what? For likes? Well, that's what it is.
And so one of my friends had made a post about it and saying that.
What's the other one they do? That new bullshit when they talking about some, this is how you eat this, and then they flush the food down the toilet.
That is a,
or this is what,
and
this guy
throwing
is
in the trash.
That's stupidest,
yes,
shit ever. You,
that's the
they
stupidest shit.
Throwing
it's
away
I have
food,
my life
clothing,
that.
And all
know.
This dumb shit.
You starving.
Okay, I'm not doing that.
Starving, and you throwing
it up here.
Look, you gonna really go to McDonald's and purchase a 20-piece chicken nugget, and then do this dumbass. This is how you eat McDonald's cheese, a 20-piece chicken nugget. Then you throw all the nuggets in the toilet and flush them. You stupid bitch. You just wasted $6.
Right. Exactly.
Oh,
well,
that's
how
okay.
you put money down the toilet.
Say, if you literally eat 20 of McDonald's chicken nuggets, you're going to be in the bathroom anyway. So it don't even, like... You'd have been
yeah,
better
they ain't even real meat.
I seen another one where
yeah,
it was like,
gonna be
how
in
you drink Hennessy. They was like, this is how you drink Hennessy, and they throw the shit out. And it was a big-ass
yeah,
bottle
I
of Hennessy.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
Like, y'all wasting money just to do a dumb-ass challenge for some dumb-ass life.
Exactly. Exactly. Life and share. Because everybody wants to
I'm
some
things with my Facebook
star.
That's crazy.
YouTube sensation. I wish I could pour a good bottle of wine down the goddamn toilet, dude.
Okay.
I wish I would.
No.
Not gonna happen.
No.
So let me ask you.
I'm
okay.
keeping my white people box wine. Mm-mm.
I'm not throwing it out for nobody. I'm drinking it.
So, So there's these groups out here in the world. There's a couple of them. Somebody tried to be funny and add me to a big titty one. So I'm gonna get you back. Please believe it. I'm gonna get you. So
Wait,
somebody
added you
to a big titty
group? This is not need women and the men that love them. That's the name of the group.
You bullshit.
I'm gonna send you the damn post. I'm gonna send you the screenshot of the group.
Please,
I'm not playing. I deleted myself right out of there. I said, "Who the fuck? Not need women and the men that love them group. Are you fucking serious?
This shit is getting out of hand.
Okay,
this shit is getting out of hand. I can't
called,
deal with these folks."
So the group is called Big Titties Matter. Okay, that's what the group is called. But I'm one of those people who I'll just sit in a group and just look around. I don't say much. I don't. Matter of fact, I haven't said anything. I haven't even introduced myself. But I'm just sitting back watching. Just like these gray sweatpants groups and this beer gang stuff. I'm just sitting back watching because, one, you all have too many fucking members for me not to know somebody to see some shit. But these women are literally putting their bare-ass titties all over the internet. Ladies, do you not have a job? Lady, do you not have kids?
No.
Why are you putting a bare ass on the internet?
Mm-mm.
Why? What for? And you ain't got nobody to send them to personally or some shit that you got to show the world? What the? So I've seen enough titties for the day.
Okay.
And the problem is some of them don't even look good.
Okay, you can't have no ugly titties and try to put them out there for people to see. Keep that shit to yourself.
No,
like it's the internet. Nothing is never really safe
right on
the internet. Don't you people know
exactly
about screenshots? Susan and Lucy learned it early in the fucking show about screenshots. Like, are you freaking serious right now? And then you got uncovered peens in one group, and I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Y'all gone too far. I don't want to see no peen that doesn't belong to me that I've not touched. Like, what's wrong with you?
But, and they just attach their name to it and say, this is, like, do they not know that,
like,
are they under some
like,
alias online? Or?
Oh,
my. Yes. And you know how about y'all, but I know about me. If I see something that looks familiar, I'm doing some research, okay? Because I just so happen to know what my group of teens may look like, okay? So if they post them on the goddamn internet and they try to say they're not, because no, brother, you got a mark right here that I know about. That's yours. So you don't know who is in these groups taking screenshots and looking at everything else. You're sitting here sharing all of your stuff to the world. Why? Because it's a new thing to do?
For life?
No.
For life.
Like, for real. Like, hey, Sharon. Hey, Nicole. Hey, Justin. Hey, JR. Hey, Donna. Thank you all so much for joining. So, yeah, like, what? Why are we sitting out here just showing all our good? Now, it'll be something different. And one of my best friends is watching, so she's about to get a real good tickle out of this. It'd be something different if you on your best friend's computer or some shit and you accidentally open up some motherfucking files and lose all the eyesight in your left eyeball. That's different.
Wow.
But that's why I keep scratching my left eye, because it still ain't been right in years. It ain't been right. Because of my friend. And so, but yeah. So my thing is that, you know, why are you all putting this stuff on the internet? Like, legit, like, why are you doing this?
My question is, why are you doing it at 9:30 in the morning? Like, you not doing nothing?
You ain't got no job. You ain't got no job?
You posting dick pics at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Okay. Like, the first thing in the morning, like, oh, let me put my titties in the shrink, girl. I ain't even drink no juice, brush my teeth, or nothing. What are you doing? But that's what they're doing in these streets these days. And these groups are full of them. I'm like, just look at these people. Look at them. And then, I'm a screenshotter. I showed my friends what they were doing. I said, look at these people.
I just don't have a desire to look at foreign penis. I just rather look at something that belongs to me.
They are running amok. A pure amok.
No thanks.
Like, why are you doing all of you good? All of them? Next thing you know, we're going to have camel toes that matter.
Right?
That probably is one of them.
Ridiculous.
What, girl?
It probably is a group. Ain't no telling.
You know,
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised.
If you got a fat cat, come on and join us. Like, what?
Wow.
Yes. And Donna said, what do you expect from idiots who think being a side piece is okay? You know what? I do, honey. So who knows?
That's a whole nother
world.
Subject.
Who knows? That's a whole nother subject. You know? And we don't have time to talk about it tonight on that particular subject. We may capture that on another Friday night. But what? Well, actually, we've already talked
about it. No. Stop. Hold the press. Raising my hand. There is the Edges and Eyebrows Matter group.
Shut the fuck up. I need to see proof.
I need to be there. I need to be in that one. Because I'm showing some shit up, some people up, like, hey, bitch, where your eyebrows?
I can't.
Where your edges?
I cannot. I am done. Edges and eyebrows matter. Edges and eyebrows matter. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. I cannot do it. I am done with the internet. I am done with Facebook. I am throwing my flag in. I am done. What the fuck? Like,
Don't be done.
I'm being dramatic, right? I'm being dramatic because I've been drinking. But yeah, I can't. What the fuck? Who? I just want to know. Just like with these little stupid ass memes and challenges, who has the time to just sit up and just come up with this shit? Like, where does it come from? Like, who does it? Like, don't y'all got something else to do?
No.
How about a group? How about your FICO score matters? How about getting out of debt matters? Like, you know what I'm saying? This is, come on now. Like, seriously?
You'll be surprised.
People get on my nerves. I can't stand people. I can't stand people.
Well,
they only
got 28 members anyway. They ain't no shit nobody want to be in.
I'm dead.
That's just like, okay, so while I was out here looking in the streets for certain things, so I came across a couple of pages like, you know, 50 Shades of Grey sweatpants. And I was like, oh, let me join this group and see what this is all about. Okay, I realized I was in the wrong place.
50,
but then
hold
somehow
on, wait,
I got it
stop.
In the right place.
50 Shades of Grey sweatpants?
Yes, it's called 50 Shades of Grey sweatpants. And so I was like, wait a minute. Okay, as I went through the pictures and I'm trying to figure out why these women are so fucking excited, I was like, no, I'm in the wrong fucking place because I only found two pairs of sweatpants that make sense because the rest of you ain't filling out shit. So therefore, I found
well, maybe that's why, maybe it's why it's called 50 Shades. Maybe it's why it's called 50 Shades because they allow the less, you know, the less fortunate in there in gray sweatpants to be.
So I found my way into the original one, that one called Gray Sweatpants Matter. I made my way into that, and then I was like, oh, I see why these brothers are here. Like, there was some good stuff in there. Like, oh, I see this. But them other sad cousins in that other group, y'all need to be. Somebody need to report the group because they over there telling lies.
Well, maybe they think they are. You know, some people think like the little engine that could. Some people think they can and they really can't. They think they can and they really can't.
This is what I want people to do. If you have not learned shit from our goddamn show on a Friday night, I want you to learn this. Stop telling lies to people about some bullshit. If they look a goddamn mess, they look a goddamn mess. If they don't fill out gray sweatpants, they don't fill them out. Tell that Negro to put on something else because you're disrespectful. Like, come on now. Stop doing it. Stop wearing the same outfit every other day. Like, come on now. Be honest with these people. Stop telling them these lies. So, therefore, they don't go out here in these streets and embarrass themselves because I'm the type of chick,
yeah,
I will embarrass your ass. Please do not talk about some girl that got these gray sweatpants.
There's a
on
lot of
you don't
that's
shut
telling
up.
Lies. There's a lot of people that's telling lies.
And
they just okay with telling lies. Lying just because. Ain't nothing else to do with their time. They just feel like they need to lie. You know, and some people have really high, you know, what you call it? I can't even get my words together, but they have, you know, this high self-image, and they think that, you know, because some women think that they got fat asses, and they don't have fat asses. They really have SpongeBob SquarePants booties, you know what I mean? And then there's some guys that think they, you know, walking around with King Kong in between their legs, but they don't. They got the little engine that could, but, you know, somebody who was just trying to pump up their ego told them that, you know, they was, you know, culling their whole back out, you know what I mean? So it's just, you know, people have, you know, reasons to feel like they are a little bit more than what they are. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, somebody lie, it all starts with a lie. Somebody lied somewhere, whether they lied to themselves or somebody lied to them, you know? Just lying.
Well,
no reason.
So that's the lesson. Stop telling lies. Stop telling lies if you don't get paid, bitch. You know you do. Like, stop saying this. Stop lying about the things that you do not do. So tonight, okay, lesson. That lesson was for that young lady who had the nerve to try to play my best friend. Bitch, you need to stop lying, okay? Stop lying today. Change your life. Stop lying. So, we're not going to go over our time like we've been doing the past few weeks. I promise we are not. It is not 12:04. The code is officially over. I want to thank everyone who finally joined my live feed because I figured it out. I started using my laptop, and I don't know what the hell my cell phone was doing. But if you want to hear the first part of the show, you can go back and listen to the archives. There will be no video that goes along with that, but there is a video that goes along with this portion of the show, and it was pretty animated, and we thank you all so much for joining. Next week, we will not be here because it's homecoming, and I will be skunky drunk by this time come next Friday. So we won't be having a show.
All right.
I want to out. It's 12:05, but also I want to say happy birthday to my boo Shamora. It's her birthday, and I'm probably going to make her a long message later to make her cry. But y'all tell my boo happy birthday because it's her day. So happy birthday, Shamora.
Happy birthday.
What else? So we'll see you all back here in a couple of weeks on the code, and hopefully you do everything that I would probably do. I want to talk to you and not about you come those 2 weeks away from here, because I will probably be all in the streets. Me and my best friends are going to be in these streets hard. You can catch us at, Dre, what are we doing? We're doing day parties and shit.
Shit.
Okay, so we're going to be doing day parties and shit, nighttime parties and shit. We're going to be drinking and shit. And we're going to be eating a whole bunch of food. So pray for our livers and our bellies as this week comes up, because we will be all over the place. I want to say thank you to my Aggie family. Thank you so much for being so great to me in all of my years. And y'all have a good night. Good night.
Good night. Good night, good people.